This is the local VK5 news segment. Now let's hear from the South East Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK58CF, bringing you all the latest news from the South East Radio Group. If you had intended coming to our South East Radio Group annual convention and the Australian Fox Hunting Championships on the weekend of the 18th and 19th of September, please note that the 2021 annual convention and the Australian Fox Hunting Championships have now been cancelled. I say again, the 2021 Surge Convention and the Australian Fox Hunting Championships have now been cancelled. We apologise for any inconvenience that this may cause, but under the circumstances, it is the only responsible action that we could take. It appears that COVID is going to be with us for some time to come, which is causing considerable problems for the various states in the form of random and rapid lockdowns and restrictions. This, obviously, makes it extremely difficult for anyone to make plans. In turn, it becomes difficult for all involved, not just the organisers, but the potential attendees as well. We just seem to be getting the better of the virus when a new strain or a resurgence of an old one rears its ugly head and all the plans go out the window. There is no point whinging about this, as it's a situation that's been forced upon us by the virus, and I'm sure that the authorities have had many sleepless nights trying to balance the health of the majority against the crippling effects of lockdowns on business and private citizens alike. We will hope that we can resume this weekend in June 2022 without any threat from COVID. At our last activity night, we were treated to an excellent presentation by Norbert, VK5MQ, on the challenges presented with regard to keeping a VHF repeater system running on Macquarie Island. Norbert spent 12 months on the island in 2018 and was responsible for the upkeep of the entire communication system. Signing as VK0 Alpha India, he had to keep the four island repeaters running smoothly in all weather, and for the most part this involved hiking to the installations and backpacking most of the gear required. Some of the heavier items were dropped in by helicopter when time permitted. He had to deal with the weather. Quite a few of the antennas were water damaged when he got there, and the antennas and or coax had to be replaced. Many times the weather was so bad that no work could be done. The wind in particular created problems, as it occasionally reached speeds of well over 100 kilometres an hour. Norbert enhanced his presentation with slides and some video. He kept the attending members well and truly paying attention for the duration. A big thank you, Norbert. John, VK5DJ, showed us his new all-singing, all-dancing repeater controller. Complete with touchscreen display, the unit can be remotely programmed with any of the 39 available commands. John has been developing and refining his unit for a couple of years now, and it is yet another example of his masterful skill in homebrew. Thank you, John. That brings us up to date for this week. The members of the South East Radio Group would like to wish you all a great week, and of course, I say 7-3 from Surge.
Now, news from the North East Radio Club.
G'day again, everyone. This is Les, VK5KLD, and this is all the news from the North East Radio Club. Our last Friday night's meeting was a show and tell all about antennas, and there were some very interesting presentations. And as well as those people in attendance at the hall, the event was also streamed live on Zoom. So thanks to all of you who showed up and demonstrated their favourite antennas. And also thanks to those involved in providing the online coverage. Now the next meeting will be on Friday the 27th of August, and will be a presentation by Brian, VK5VI, describing the process that is used to produce the weekly Wireless Institute broadcast. So get along to the Modbury West Community Hall at Capulet Crescent. Get there by 7:15 p.m. for a 7:30 p.m. start. And don't forget that the COVID rules will still be in force. And the Coffee Corona Club Net is on at 9 a.m. on Wednesdays on the Houghton Repeater. And the Tea Tree Gully Library is able to serve us with coffee. So you can go along to the coffee club at the library. And of course the usual COVID rules apply there. And the weekly F Troop Net is on the Link Repeaters at 5 p.m. on Fridays for a friendly chat. Well, that's all for this week. Stay safe and have good DX and 73s from Les, VK5KLD.
And now let's hear from AHARS, the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Good morning. This is Phil, VK5SRP, with the latest news from AHARS. Pat has found us a new excellent venue for our general meetings, just down the road from our old meeting hall. It is the Blackwood Uniting Church, at the roundabout, where you turn right to head down to Shepherd's Hill Road, not far from our old meeting hall. The sticking point in finding a new venue was Thursday night. We could get Wednesdays and Friday nights, and Christine would not have been available either for supper on either of those nights. We all know how you all look forward to your supper and a chat. The new venue has a spectacular kitchen facility, built-in video projector and a good sound system. The only task we have in setting up the hall is putting out the chairs when we get there at 7 p.m. and sweeping up any mess we make when our meeting is finished. General meetings start at 7:30 and we open the hall at 7 p.m. to set up. We will appreciate help in setting up and cleaning up at the end of the meeting. Looks good for our August the 19th general meeting, still at the old venue, our second to last meeting there. We have four fellows from AREG who took part in the A35 JT Tonga expedition, telling us a great story. Keep your eye on your emails just in case COVID scuttles this plan. We have not negotiated storage for our magazines at the new venue. We will be shifting our big cabinet to the shack and members will be able to access the magazines from there on the second and fourth Saturday mornings. I'm sure we can find someone willing to look after the latest magazines and bring them to meetings. We went back to the Blackwood RSL on the 13th of August and hopefully on the second and fourth Fridays from then on. I do not know about the RSL openings for Christmas New Year period, and will publish the dates when I get a reply from the RSL. AHARS shirts are ready and Pat has delivered some of them at the coffee mornings and at recent general meetings. If you cannot collect them at a meeting, please email Pat to make other arrangements. patstore@adam.com.au. The Ironstone Range site now has two Kiwi SDR receivers, and with a loan of some newer batteries, it's now mostly online 24/7, depending on the amount of sunshine we get each week. Barry is still working on the Kiwi SDR hardware, and we'll soon have three receivers at the site. If you've been having difficulty getting onto the remote SDR, here is the address, http://119.40.104.179.8073/. I may have got this wrong on a recent Sunday broadcast. My email address for this month is still philstorr@adam.com.au. philstorr@adam.com.au. That's all for this week, 73.
And now some notes from AREG, the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Good morning. The Amateur Radio Experimenters Group next general meeting is this coming Friday, the 20th of August, 2021, to be held at the club rooms, the Fulham Community Centre, off Phelps Court, Fulham. The club room doors will open at 7:15 p.m. for the meeting start at 7:45 p.m. At this meeting, Grant, VK5GR, will be introducing contest month and the basics of contest logging and operating, aim particularly at the operators who will join VK5ARG for the CQWW RITI, Oceana DX SSB, and the Oceana DXCW contests. We haven't confirmed if it will be streamed to YouTube yet, so stay tuned. We will be meeting in person at the club rooms, as well as via Zoom for our country and interstate members. Details will be available via our website. The meeting will be held under COVID restrictions, so those attending in person, don't forget to bring along your masks. Also, don't forget, those who are interested in the AREG Fox Hunt events being held monthly, please check the AREG web pages for further information as to the next hunt. More information may be found on the AREG web pages at www.areg.org.au. 73 from Ben, VK5BB, for the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
And that's the VK5 local news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au. Thank you for listening.